CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Members of Congress are filing past the casket of former President Jimmy Carter at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda.
I'm Peter King. Jimmy Carter's casket made the final journey to the Capitol on a horse-drawn caisson. Ruffles and flourishes and a 21-gun salute marked his arrival outside. Inside, the tributes came from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
As a patriot, a veteran, a humanitarian, and the 39th President of the United States.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
Today we gather to celebrate the life of a man whose works will echo for generations to come.
Peter King, CBS News.
Carter will lie in state at the Capitol until his funeral at the National Cathedral on Thursday. Firefighters are scrambling to battle a wind-whipped wildfire in the Pacific Palisades in western Los Angeles. Traffic is jammed as residents try to evacuate.
All the way down towards the ocean, just pockets of flame and fire and smoke.
Wind gusts there could strengthen to 100 miles per hour, and those gusts could last for days. CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan says much of the country is dealing with bitter cold.
It's 15 to 20 degrees below average for this time of year. It's all the way from the north down to the southern region. Wind chills are even into the negative teens along the northern region.
A new storm Thursday will bring snow and ice to the southern plains. An appeals court has rejected President-elect Donald Trump's bid to delay his sentencing in his hush money case in New York. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says Trump might try to fight the decision all the way to the Supreme Court, but
that would be highly unusual because it involves state procedures, and the state law seems to indicate that there is no appeal until there's a final verdict, and that comes after the sentencing.
Also today, a judge temporarily blocked the Justice Department from releasing special counsel Jack Smith's report on his investigation into Trump's classified documents case. The ratings are in for Sunday night's Golden Globes.
An average of 10.1 million viewers tuned into the 82nd Golden Globes across CBS and Paramount Plus. That's up from last year's numbers of 9.4 million. Before the pandemic, though, the Globes typically drew closer to 20 million viewers. Comedian Nikki Glaser hosted the ceremony.
Stanley Tucci Freak Off just doesn't have the same ring to it, but no baby oil this year, just lots of olive oil, okay?
With a well-received monologue. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Stocks tumbled today with the Nasdaq taking the biggest plunge, 375 points, a drop of almost 2%. The Dow lost 178 on the day. The S&P fell 66. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
New numbers are in on the holiday shopping season.
Holiday shopping in 2024 surprised with online shopping records totaling over $241 billion from November 1st to December 31st. Adobe Analytics released the data, which shows 8.7% growth year over year. More than 54% of online sales were through a smartphone. Vivek Pandya is Adobe's lead insights analyst.
We've seen strong spending across the board with many major categories, especially apparel, electronics, cosmetics.
Consumers spent over $4 billion 15 different days of the holiday season. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The alleged drug driver charged with killing NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew as they rode bicycles in southern New Jersey today turned down a plea deal and pleaded not guilty. The plea deal would have put Sean Higgins in prison for 35 years. He'll face more than 60 years if he's convicted at trial. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A quiet and chilly night tonight under partly cloudy skies with lows around 12 above. No problems on Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, still chilly, a high near 20, and then warmer on Thursday under sunny skies with highs in the upper 20s. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. The Beach Boys having some fun just after 6 o'clock. Rolling through Tuesday night. Going to be another cold night tonight. Forecast told us that. Your skin tells you something else, right? Would much rather be sitting on the dock of the bay with Otis Redding. WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for. And look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, glad you're here as we roll through another hour of timeless hits. Getting in that vehicle with the Ides of March.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Oh, won't you hop inside my car? I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman.
yourself and you know I love you.
I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, but now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Your home for local news. Now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN, The Pollies with Bus Stop, and Chris Morrow with an invitation to have you sign up for our WRJN weekly newsletter. You can do it online at WRJN.com.
kind of recap some of the big local and state news stories of the week, highlight some of our on-air contests and our hosts, and also profiles local businesses, along with more information on local sports and everything else going on around Racine. You can sign up again online. Simply go to WRJN.com and request the newsletter. On the way, we keep on rolling through the evening. I've got great timeless hits on the way yet from the Monkees, Al Green, and on the way next, it's the Searchers.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's Carbon Fiber Mountain Bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty fourth and five, selling little bottles of love potion number nine. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She bent down
Local news, timeless hits. It's WRJN. Saturday mornings weren't complete in the 60s until you'd seen the slapstick humor of the Monkees. Davy Jones, Peter, and all the rest. It's a daydream believer on WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Lovin' Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Listening to a special sport. You're listening to a special sport. You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits.
Streaming live on DG Sports. Bonus coverage tonight as we still have 2 minutes remaining in the JV1 game with Waterford leading Burlington 47-34. Dylan Dooley will take you home for the last minute and 45 seconds.
Thanks, Dick. Burlington is trailing 34-47 here at the Burlington Fieldhouse. At the line for Waterford, Graham Sosinski. He'll be shooting 1-1 in the bonus. Minute 44, Waterford 47, Burlington 34 is our score here. Puts in the first free throw, makes it 48-34. Waterford clearing their bench as they're up by 14. Puts up the second free throw, that goes in. Into the game for Waterford, three subs. Noah Vandervest, Blake Rotschke, and Matthew Lojeski Jr. We may see him tonight suiting up for varsity. He is a freshman for Waterford. Burlington now with the ball in the front court. Taking it over the line, it's E.J. Horvath. He dribbles it all the way in, puts up a shot, gets it to go, and the foul. Score 36-49, minute 38 now. Horvath will go to the line for one free throw. Burlington brings in two subs of their own. In Sean Nye and Lincoln Willich. Back in for Waterford now, Mason Lucic coming out. Graham Sosinski. Horvath now at the line, putting up his shot. Doesn't get it to go off the front rim and out. Waterford now on the rebound, bringing it back to the front court. With the ball now, Lincoln Willich. Willich passes it over to Bagnall. Bagnall over to Joseph Karpfinger. Dribbles it around, parades it around, gives it over to Rotschke, who's looking to put up a shot, but dribbles it back out. We got a minute 11 counting here. Now we get an off-ball foul. Got a little extracurriculars here now between two players, one from each team. Be two technical fouls, one on each team. And it'll be an intentional foul against Burlington. So they'll be getting two shots and the ball for Waterford. Getting late in this matchup. 13-point blowout. Things getting a little chippy. So the Burlington foul will result. It was an intentional foul they called. So it'll result in two shots for Waterford plus the ball if it's administered the proper way. Once again, a minute 11 counting here in this JV1 matchup. We're moments away from our varsity pregame coverage. Dick will go through his pregame show. We'll hear from both head coaches of both Burlington and Waterford. Little excitement here as they're finally getting things figured out, situated. Assessing both free throws. Well, despite the intentional foul and the team being in the bonus, we're not going to be shooting free throws for whatever reason. Waterford now on the inbound to get it over to Vandervest. Vandervest on the dribble. Drive of his own. It goes off his own foot and out of bounds. Seen a few confusing things here tonight in this junior varsity game. But that's the perks, if you will, I guess, of lower level basketball is things aren't always properly enforced. Burlington now on the inbound. They get it over to Hudson. Hudson brings up the ball. 1 minute and counting. He gets it over to the wing. It's Smith. Smith on the dribble. Kicks it over to Hudson. Hudson now on a dribble of his own. Looks to drive. Puts up a shot. In and out. No good. Rebound to Waterford. They're bringing up the ball now. 45 seconds and counting here from Burlington, Wisconsin. It's Karpfinger now on the dribble. He's out there on the wing on an island. Looks to find a teammate, does, in Lojeski. He looks to drive, but brings it back out. 30 seconds and counting now. Back over to Karpfinger. Karpfinger gets it over to his teammate. Once again, Lojeski with the dribble. They get it into the paint. Down to Jeski Jr. He puts up a shot and is fouled hard. He falls to the floor. He'll be getting two shots with 20 seconds to go here. Our score once again, Waterford leading in this one over the home team, Burlington, 49-36. Going to the line is Jeski Jr. for two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He puts up his first shot. That one goes in. Score now 50-36. Subbing into the game for Bullington, number 10, Liam Dale. Jeske Jr. now putting up his second shot. That one goes in as well. 51-36, Waterford with that lead in this JV1 contest. Hudson once again bringing up the ball. Kicks it over to Smith. Smith on the wing. Can't maintain his own dribble. Gets trapped into the corner. He kicks it out to Bison. Bison now on a dribble of his own. 1 second and counting. Final shot from Smith. That one is no good. Our final score, Waterford 51, Burlington 36 in this JV1 contest. We'll now be starting our pregame leading into this big varsity Southern Lakes contest.
From the Burlington Fieldhouse, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's a Southern Lakes game between the Waterford Wolverines, 9-2 overall, 3-0 in conference, versus the Burlington Demons, 3-7 overall, 1-2 in conference. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rosseffa, along with Dylan Dooley, producing the broadcast. Waterford blew out East Troy 72-28 in their last contest. Burlington lost to Brookfield Central 73-54 in a non-conference game that DG Sports covered. The Wolverines are led in scoring by 24 all-broadcast team member Caden Gustafson, 26 points per game. Jamison Beasley, 14 points per game. And Chase Brechtel, 10 points per game. The Demons are led in scoring by Grant Sulik, 14 points per game. And Cole Walby, 13 points per game. Last year, Burlington won both outings between the two teams. My keys to the game, first for the Wolverines. They go as Gustafson goes with his scoring punch. Continue to have Beasley run the offense and got to win the rebounding war. My keys to the game for the Demons, they got to try to limit the touches for Gustafson. Get the ball in Sulik's hands in the low post. Control the boards on the defensive end to prevent transition baskets. As Dylan just mentioned, our JV1 game was just concluded, and it was won by Waterford 51-36. The JV2 game was won by Burlington 42-38. So with that, I'll go courtside and try to get a few comments from the two coaches.
Thanks, Dick. Dick's going to be heading over to find our two head coaches, as he just mentioned. We're grateful to have another opportunity to bring you high school basketball here in the 2023-2024 season of high school basketball. Dick standing courtside with head coach Nick Ragland.
Joined by Nick Ragland, now the head coach of the Waterford Wolverines. Coach, it's now a team that contend for a Southern Lakes Conference title this year.
We'll see. Obviously, got to play Burlington, who's always one of the tougher teams in the conference. To be taken seriously, you got to take care of business against teams like Burlington. So,
well, you can start tonight. They beat you twice last year, two good games, but they got the win both times. Hopefully, what does it take tonight to change that for the Waterford Wolverines?
We have to handle their defensive intensity, their defensive pressure. They're always really fundamentally sound defensively. They got a couple of guys that can score at a high level. We gotta do the things that have allowed us to be successful. Get stops, get out and run, and knock down shots.
Talk a little bit about Caden Gustafson, because, man, he can really shoot the rock.
Yeah, he's had a really nice start to the year. He's put in a ton of work in the offseason, and he's been building up for this season for quite some time. I think his best basketball is still ahead of him. And, you know, he's doing it on both ends of the floor for us.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Nick.
That's Nick Ragland, the head coach of the Waterford Wolverines. Now we'll go over, get a few comments from Kyle Scott.
Looks like Coach Kyle Scott got stolen by the official over there for our, they do a little pregame safety type of interview with both teams. So he did get stolen real quickly. Doesn't look like Steve Brezowitz is here tonight. Not sure if he is or not, but Dick mentioned pregame that he had not seen him yet. He is a very busy man that has a lot of outside things. That's why they kind of run that two-headed monster program over there with both of their dual system head coaches between Kyle Brezowitz and Coach Kyle Scott. So as soon as that meeting commences, Dick will be standing by with Kyle Scott.
All right, joined by Kyle Scott, one of the co-head coaches of the Burlington Demons. Coach, you got a tough test tonight.
Yeah, Waterford's really good. You know, they're fairly veteran. They play as a team. They got a great guard in Beasley and a really great guard in Gus. We got to be really solid tonight, but it's great. I mean, we love the challenge.
I'm impressed with the Sula kid. He's getting my attention for my all media team. Talk about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. You know, he does everything we ask him to do. He handles the ball. He shoots it. He's a better kid than he is a player, and he's a really good player.
I noticed the Demons play somewhat physical. Is that what you're going to have to do tonight to keep this a close game?
Yeah, I mean, we try to out-physical every team we play. You know, out-effort and out-physical. Whether or not that happens every night, something different, but we sure as heck try.
Well, what are the keys to coming out with a win tonight?
I mean, just what you said, Dick. We have to out-physical them. We have to limit our turnovers. And we just have to continue to play through dry spells.
All right, good luck tonight, Kyle.
Thank you, Dick.
That's Kyle Scott, co-head coach of the Burlington Demons. Back to the table.
Thanks, Dick. Dick will be rejoining me over here at the table. At halftime tonight, you'll be hearing the WISSports.net coaches poll for week 6. We'll also be bringing you a message from Travis Wilson of the WIAA. They'll be both featured here at our halftime show. Dick has since rejoined me at the table. Dick, great interviews there. Both head coaches ready to go. Both of them sounding very confident here tonight in this Southern Lakes Conference matchup. And, you know, another great interview that you had pregame.
Thank you. All right, let's meet the starters for both teams. Starting with the visiting Waterford Wolverines. Starting at guard, 5'10" junior, Colin Lepisto. Starting at guard, 6'3" senior, Jamison Beasley. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior, Ryan Dashner. Starting at guard, 6'2" junior, Caden Gustafson. And starting at forward, 6'6" junior, Chase Brechtai. Head coach, Nick Reglin. Now your starters for the Burlington Demons. Starting at guard, 5'8" sophomore, Mason Tomczak. Starting at guard, 5'10" junior, Cole Walby. Starting at guard, 5'11" senior, Quinn Solafra. Starting at forward, 6' junior, Grant Sulik. And starting at forward, 6'2" senior, Carter Ballmeister. Your co-head coaches, Steve Brezowitz and Kyle Scott. And again, the Waterford Wolverines come in tonight undefeated in conference, and they have taken the early hold on the Southern Lake Conference title, but there's a long way to go. But this Waterford team is really good.
Yeah, we've seen them earlier this year against Beloit Memorial, and that was just a game fast-paced. Both teams wanted to get up the floor, push the pace of the game, and Waterford coming out on top of that in that crazy game winner that you had called earlier in the year. That was a very fun game, but it kind of showcased that Waterford, you know, any style of play, they'll go with it. It doesn't matter, you know, slow, fast, physical, fast pace. Again, they really don't care. They just want to come out and they want to shoot the ball.
So in order for Burlington to have a shot tonight, they are going to have to out physical them tonight, because I think the more pure talent lies with the Wolverines. But again, this is high school basketball. We've seen anything happen on the floor.
Yeah, it's the joy of high school athletics. Anything can happen on any given night. It could be a 0-20 against a 20-0 team, and you never know what happens. I mean, we talked about it earlier this year when we had Racine Horlick. They went into the playoffs last year winless. They get their first win of the year in the first matchup of the playoffs and end up sending a team home way earlier than they probably anticipated. So, you know, anything can happen on any given night. That's the joy of the athletics, and that's why we love doing what we do.
All right, we'll step away for 2 minutes to hear from our sponsors and patrons. You're listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily. Pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
So if you want to know when the next broadcast is, you're always welcome to follow us and interact with us there.
All right, thank you, Dylan. We got about 2 minutes to go, and then we'll get this this one underway. Again, you got the Waterford Wolverines coming in undefeated. Burlington 1-2 in conference. So looking for a good ball game tonight from on the Burlington side. I know we'll see it from the Waterford side. So Waterford, they'll be dressed in their away green uniforms with the white trim. The Demons, they'll be dressed in their home white uniforms with the orange and black trim. And again, your starters once again for the Wolverines. It's LaPistol, Beasley, Dashner, Gustafson, and Brechtai. Your head coach, Nick Reglin. For the Demons, Tomczak, Walby, Solafra, Sulik, and Ballmeister. Co-head coaches, Steve Brezowitz and Kyle Scott. So both teams are going to their respective benches, and we'll turn it over to the PA announcer now for a few announcements. Then we'll have our national anthem, and then we'll get this one underway. That was our national anthem performed by the Burlington Pep Band. Now we'll get the starters for both teams, and we'll get this one underway. Final thoughts from you, Dylan, before we tip it off.
I think Burlington's really going to have to come with their A game here tonight. They're going to have to try and slow down the fast pace offense of Waterford. Waterford's going to want to go quick, so they're going to have to try and slow them down. If you're Waterford, you're going to have to continue to play your game. I'd be very confident in your ability to play your game. You just got to play your game, and you should come out victorious here tonight.
All right, we'll see if that transpires. But a very good team, 9-2 overall, played 11 games already. Although most teams have played anywhere between 9 and 11 games, as Nick Reglin told me in a pregame chat I had with him. He said the minute they could play a game, they played a game. So that's why they're at 9-2, but more importantly, undefeated in conference. At 3-0. Now we'll get the starters for the Demons as they turn down all the lights. So we'll get those five starters, and we'll get this one underway here. And again, in our two preliminary games, the JV1 game, that was won by Burlington. I should say the JV2 game was won by Burlington. The JV1 game was won by Waterford. And we're just about ready to go. So it'll be Brechtel jumping for the Wolverines. And we'll wait and see for the Demons if it will be Sulik. And it will. There's a tip, and it's controlled by the Wolverines into Gustafson's hand immediately. He'll give it to Beasley. Those two will pretty much handle the basketball on the outside. Beasley goes across court to a pistol. Then they go in the corner to Brechtel. Brechtel gives it up to Beasley. His three-pointer, no good, hit the ring. But the rebound to Gustafson. Look for him. He'll touch it and shoot it. Now it goes across court to LaPistol. He goes on the wing to Beasley. Beasley goes down low to Brechtel, and he has it taken away by Sulik. Sulik gets it down to Walby. Then Walby passes it over to Tomczak at the top of the key. Tomczak now goes to Walby on a wing. Walby trying to find somebody to get it to. Man-to-man by the Wolverines. Here comes Sulik on the drive. Turnaround by Sulik is good. Grant Sulik with our first 2 points of the game. And the Demons lead 2-0 as Gustafson will bring it across for the Wolverines. Passes over to LaPistol on the wing. LaPistol comes inside. Now brings it outside to Brechtel. Brechtel gives it to Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive. Thought he would shoot, but he didn't. Passes over to Dashner, who touched it for the first time. Now LaPistol on the wing, brings it back in.